I mean, insurance isn't just the same thing for every business. Each business has its own exposures. And once you understand those exposures and what makes people tick, you're able to help those people. You can stay at one place and you're almost an entrepreneur inside of a business.
This week, we continue our series talking with young insurance professionals and students. This is Speaking Insurance. Today's guest is Kyle Ranney, an insurance student and intern on track to complete the CIC designation before graduating. He shares his insight into what millennial job seekers are looking for in an agency and a career. So go ahead and introduce yourself and kind of tell me about your background and where you're studying.
Okay. I am a senior at Olivet College this year. My major is a business analyst in insurance. It's a new major to the college. It's like half IT and half insurance. So my major is really geared towards writing programs for the insurance companies. I started interning at an agency and really fell in love with the insurance program and everything else that came with it. And so now I'm on the fast track to be a producer at Lyman & Sheets.
Nice. And is that the agency that you started interning with?
Yep. I've been there for a year now. I started December 8th. And spent a couple months there, and then I negotiated with them to go over to Frankenmuth Mutual Insurance, and I spent a summer with Frankenmuth Mutual, and I did underwriting and risk management, all that fun stuff. I did that for 7 weeks, and I spent 6 weeks in claims doing personal auto. So I've had a pretty well-rounded experience in the insurance industry.
So what led you to the internship to begin with?
When I switched to insurance, I was really iffy about it. I'm like, oh, insurance, you know, they just take people's money and you never see it again. And then I started getting into the NAPSLO stuff and was really chasing after that, really was interested in underwriting. It was a challenge. And then Lyman & Sheets ended up sending an email to the college through our network. And I'm like, you know, I could go try the agency side. It's a job, you know, go see what it's like, get some experience with interviewing. And I told them lightly, I said, I want to be an underwriter. So I want to work in the E&S. And they laughed at me and they go, we'll see about that. And so they offered me a position. I spent a couple months there and it was just one thing led to another.
So you touched on this, but tell me about what were your first impressions of insurance before you got into it? What, when you heard the word insurance, what came to mind?
Premium, premium and unhappy people. That's what the first thing that came to mind. So once I started getting into the understanding of the theory behind insurance, you know, everybody pays for the losses, and that's how it works. I started really trying to figure out how you can manipulate it and, you know, what kind of things that the insurance can really do for you. And that's how I started getting into insurance and understanding it. And once I started getting into understanding of it, I was really able to take off and just run with it.
And you said you're what year in college?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior, so graduating this May?
Yep. Correct.
Okay. What are your career plans when you graduate?
I currently have an offer from Lyman & Sheets. I interviewed several different agencies and really felt I was really comfortable at Lyman & Sheets. I knew the work atmosphere really well. I trusted the principals there. And the more people I interviewed with, the closer I drew to Lyman & Sheets. Big picture, I would love to own that agency one day. I mean, it's a huge amount of money to, you know, buy an agency, but they have provided me the resources as an intern, you know, to get some base work, to get some foundation underneath my feet. And they treat their employees really well. I mean, their benefits package is great. And it's just that I'm in that company culture where I would love to take that agency to the next level. And so big picture, 10 years down the road, I would love to start, you know, buying stock of the agency and being an agency principal.
So tell me more about the company culture and what was it that really drew you to this agency?
They're a very, very service-oriented agency. There's some agencies that are just out there to sell. You know, we're competing for price. But we're more of, we're risk managers, but we get the agency commission off of it. So it's really unique to get your hands in the dirt with the companies, you know, that you work with their insurance. And price is always the factor. But when you can be the risk manager and make suggestions and you can be there for their claims, and help walk them through their claims and making sure you have the proper coverage in place. That's what's so rewarding to me is when you know you've done your homework and something does happen and the policy goes into effect the way it should, that's probably the most rewarding piece for me.
So being a young college student and looking at several different agencies, weighing your options, trying to figure out where you want to work, And maybe it is company culture, but what is, or maybe what are the most important factors that you're looking at?
Right now, the opportunity is just limitless. I mean, there's a lot of more experienced agents out there, and they're going to either let their books dry, let their books run out, or they're going to sell their agencies. And we're trying to grow at Lyman and Sheets, and there's limitless opportunities right now for students that want to work hard and become an agent. And it's just the sky's the limit with the producer role, especially. I mean, you can work as hard as you want and make as much money as you want, or you can, once you hit a certain point, you can sort of just ride your book and make sure your renewals are working out and everything. So just the opportunities that are there are just limitless right now.
So you're looking for a place where you can build a career, it sounds
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a lot of pressure, because I would love for this to be a 40 or 50 year deal, where I'm there till I'm 70 and, help develop the agency and grow with my career. And, there's some students that will say, oh, it's just the first job. But that first job is really important to get you that foundation. And that's what they've done for me there. Just give me that foundation. They've always been fair to me. So it's a career movement instead of just me going to work and earning a paycheck.
And, a lot of people talk about kind of, I guess, the stereotype with millennials is that you guys are – or that were, because I'm one of them too, that were job hoppers, and they were just going to stay at one place for a little while, then move to the next job or whatever. And it sounds like, you're saying it's important to you to find a place that you can actually stay with at one place.
Absolutely. And just that's what the beauty of insurance is, especially in the agency side of things, is in the commercial, you can go whatever niches you want to go after. Once you find, insurance isn't just the same thing for every business. Each business has its own exposures. And once you understand those exposures and what makes people tick, and really you're able to help those people, you can stay at one place and you're almost an entrepreneur inside of a business, because you're building up your book, you're managing your clients, you're managing your sales, managing your own service. There's just so many opportunities. You can never, if you get bored, you're doing something wrong, because there's so many different challenges there. Between customer service, what markets are doing what companies are doing what, and trying to keep up with everybody's niche markets with the companies. There's so much you can do being a producer in an agency.
So are there any resources that you've come across, or anything that you go to that has kind of helped you along the way?
Hastings Mutual actually has a really nice reward program. Every time I do a CIC, which is also at a discounted rate, when I pass that CIC, Hastings Mutual will reimburse me for all my expenses. So, I have my own skin in the game when I take these courses. I take a couple of CICs outside of the classroom.
Uh-huh.
But there's always support for people to be in the industry. I have that at work. I have that at the college. And I have that with Hastings. And you can never get too much knowledge in the insurance industry, especially if you're at an agency, because your knowledge is what you're selling. You don't have a tangible product to sell anybody. So it's your resources and what you can do for your clients before anything even happens that you're selling. And the CIC, I love, because I'm four parts of the way through, and it's so realistic. The CIC takes policy language and it interprets policy language to the agent, and how the agent can understand it and translate that to their clients. And that's what's so powerful. I mean, I rely on the CIC all the time, because it talks about the coinsurance, the ways to get around it, the different umbrella coverages. I mean, just the little words in the policy that can make all the world a difference for your clients. That's what the CIC goes after. And so I've been really fortunate to get involved in the National Alliance.
That's perfect, because you went right into my next question, which was going to be, tell me about your experience with the CIC.
It's been a blast. I started, Lyman & Sheets really, really favors the CIC, because it takes apart the policy language. I mean, the commercial casualty, you cannot get into the general liability policy any more than what the commercial casualty does for the CIC. And we have a program here at Olivet where we're able to take a waiver. As long as we get an A or a B in the class, I'm pretty sure it's an A, we get the waiver for agency management, but we still have to take our tests and everything like that. But then we go to do our life and health, and we have to take an actual CIC life and health test. So right there, I get two parts out of the way. And then we also do the CRM part, the certified risk manager. And if I get one of the CRMs, it'll waive for one of my CICs. Before I even walk out the door and go to the outside resources, I have three parts of my CIC. I mean, it's the opportunity is there. You just have to take advantage of it and know what you're doing. And so I'm like, you know, I'm already, it's only $100 for me to go take the CIC. And I do miss two or three days out of class, but the stuff I learned outside of the classroom at these CICs is unbelievable compared to what I can learn inside of the classroom. Cause I'm talking with real agents. They're out in the field right now on the big controversy that are coming out, you know, the big losses that happen. I can learn from their experiences when I'm young. So when I go to these classes, it's more than just reading a textbook. I'm getting real life examples and real understanding of what's going on. And that's what's so unique about the program there.
And I know you're still just starting out, but so far in your career, have there been any challenges that you've come across, anything that you've struggled with starting out?
Getting in front of clients. I really want to get out there and go right now, but there's still so much for me to learn. So my employers, they sort of reel me back and say, I know you want to get out there, but we want to get you top-notch, making sure. So you can probably go out there and sell, don't get me wrong, but if you really want to know what you're getting to, you might get some bigger accounts. Let's reel it back a little bit and we'll teach you more. I mean, I just learned about sexual molestation coverage, and there's so many different things that could go into that I didn't even know about. So the challenges is any student that's thinking about agency side, the challenges are finding the right agency that's going to support you. I'm really lucky with Lyman and Sheets. They've taken care of me through and through, gave me a good salary base, and I have a commission scale to help motivate me to sell instead of just, you know, I sell, I don't get anything out of it. And it just, I see some agents and I've talked to some agents, they don't want to hire interns because they don't come back. But the agents and the companies too that will take the resources and they're not expecting a return right away, they think of it as a long-term investment, they'll find the kids that are going to fit their culture and what they want to accomplish at that agency. So it's just finding the right agency and the right mentors to help lead you.
So if you could go back to when you first started out in studying insurance and when you first got into your internship, what advice would you give to yourself?
You know, I'm trying to be really humble saying that I've worked my tail off to get where I'm at. Uh-huh. The only thing I could think is maybe go into the insurance side a little bit sooner. When I went into it, I was really like, you know, I can do this computer programming thing and figure it out, and we'll go from there. But then once I started getting the taste of the insurance side, uh-huh, I really found what I was passionate for. So the only thing I could really look back and that I only mildly regret would be going to the insurance that much sooner. I mean, the cards just played out at the right time. I got into insurance, got into Lyman and Sheets, then I got into Frank and Moods, and the Lyman and Sheets made a full-time offer, and I enjoy what I'm doing. So the cards have really just played out, and the work I've put behind it all has just came through for me.
Is there anybody, whether it's, you know, a professor or a mentor that you've had, but anybody that's been an inspiration to you?
Oh, absolutely. Dave Drayton and Mike Sheets are the two principals at Lyman and Sheets. And they've taught me, you know, we're not just here to sell a product. We're here to be somebody's risk manager, you know, to be help somebody settle their claims and things like that. And it's just, you know, not knowing, you know, hey, we have a price, and you know, you have to get down into the nitty gritty, read all the policies and know all the exclusions and know what endorsements do what and know what sublimits can do what and give your clients options. Those two alone have taught me so much about insurance and how it worked and what to expect and how clients react to different things. That's one of the big reasons why I'm there, to be honest, because there's so much resource with those two alone, and they have dedicated so much of their time, just their time alone, to me and getting me such a wide variety of experiences just at the agency. I mean, I went out with risk managers. I went to go on big renewals with some of our bigger clients. And it's just the things that you learn in those, you know, the half hour to an hour lunches with a client is unbelievable.
So what are some maybe personal habits that you've picked up along the way that you feel have contributed to your success?
Don't leave until the job gets done. I stayed an hour later at the office to get these proposals put together. We usually don't put policy language in there right away, but uh-huh, like, you know, I think this client's really going to want to see policy language. And so we can, you know, interpret what's going to work out best for them and they can make the decision. I mean, I stayed an hour later and then we go out to the client the next day and the next morning, and I can see the client looking at the policy and reading the policy. And I said, you know, good thing I've stayed the extra hour to get things done. And I was always big, I want to go home at 5:00. I don't want to be staying at the office. But when I really figured out what I'm passionate for, I'm like, oh, you know, it's not that much work. It's you know, I'm having a good time doing it. I'm going to, you know, thank myself later. The personal habit is just working hard every day, giving 100%, and learn from your mistakes and try to stay humble, because you're never going to be perfect in the insurance industry. You could do everything right and something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
And just being able to accept it and look at yourself from the outside in and be able to take criticism. I've been really proud of how well I can take criticism and be coachable. And being coachable is probably one of my greater characteristics right now. It's always been a big compliment from anybody that I've worked with. And being coachable and being able to understand people is probably what's really helped me get through.
Okay, well, anything else that we didn't get to, that we didn't touch on, that you wanted to talk about?
No, I've had a really great time with insurance. I think it's going to be a very rewarding career for me. National Alliance has been great. They really support the students here at Olivet College, and they gave us a lot of opportunities with the CRM, with the CIC. It's just the sky's the limit right now.
For more information on the National Alliance designation programs and other resources, visit thenationalalliance.com. And if you know a young insurance professional with a track record for success, visit the National Alliance on LinkedIn and drop us a comment. This is Speaking Insurance.